every Sunday during the summer about important truths and themes from the Old Testament, stories in the Old Testament that are important, but we don't get to preach about very often. And today we go to the book of Exodus to talk about the theme of the dangers caused when you have a hard heart. When most people think of the story of the Exodus, they think of the battle between Pharaoh and Moses, or if you're in my generation, the battle between Charlton Heston and Yul Brynner. Because most people, when they read the Exodus story, they think of this story between two powerful individuals. But that's not what the story is about. In the book of Exodus, this is actually a battle between two gods. And it's only when you understand it as a battle between two gods does the story truly make sense. On the one hand is the Lord God of Israel, the one who told Moses at the burning bush, "I am who I am," who demands, "Let my people go." And on the other hand is Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh was not just a king. The Egyptians believed that Pharaoh was the living embodiment of the sun god. He was the son of the sun god Amun-Ra. He was a deity. In fact, in ancient Egypt, the Pharaoh owned the entire country. It was his. That's why the Pharaoh could say, "I'd like a pyramid." And he didn't have to go to any congressional subcommittees or anything like that. It was all his anyway. And he could demand that it be built. We are looking at a battle between two gods, and as our story begins, those battle lines are drawn between these two gods over who is the most powerful. And as God sends Moses to Pharaoh, he tells Moses, "I will harden his heart so that he will not let my people go." God will do this to Pharaoh. God hardening someone's heart is not a common theme in the Old Testament. It only appears a couple of times, and 90% of the time it is in this story. But God is doing this for a specific reason. God does not just want to free his people from captivity, slavery in Egypt. God wants to teach a lesson to his people and also to the Egyptians, including their God. So Moses goes to Pharaoh and says, "The Lord says, let my people go." And if you remember the wonderful scene in the Ten Commandments, Pharaoh says, "I don't know who the Lord is. I will not let his people go." And Pharaoh's hard heart is shown for the first time. But God does, as I said, have a purpose for this. God tells Moses and his people, "I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and I will multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. When Pharaoh does not listen to you, I will lay my hand upon Egypt and bring my people, the Israelites, out of the land of Egypt." Why? "So that the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord." God's goal in all of this is to make sure the Egyptians know who he is. He wants to teach them a lesson. And so if you know the story of the Exodus, we begin the series of plagues, those 10 plagues. The first is when Moses' staff touches the waters of the Nile River, and the Nile turns to blood, which was a horrible thing for the Egyptians because the Nile was their lifeblood, literally. It was their source of water. But an interesting thing happens in the story. We're told that Pharaoh's magicians, they can duplicate this plague. They too are able to turn the Nile into blood one more time, not thinking of what that will do for the poor, to the poor Egyptians who don't have anything to drink, but they will do that. And when they do that, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. The plagues continue. You come to the plague of gnats. Now, if you've ever been swarmed by gnats, you know that is not a fun thing. Our very first Boundary Waters trip in 1986, we made the mistake of having our Bible study in the tent, and they have little bugs called no-see-ums up in the Boundary Waters, little biting gnats that flew into our tent through the tent mesh. That's how small. And all night long, it was like that. Well, imagine millions of them surrounding you. Well, Pharaoh's magicians cannot duplicate this, and they say to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." And how does Pharaoh respond? Pharaoh's heart is hardened again. Because you see, Pharaoh is starting to suffer from emotional erosion. The harder his heart gets, the smaller he becomes, but he doesn't care. Then comes the plague of flies, which again Pharaoh's magicians cannot duplicate. And notice this time what happens. Pharaoh hardens his own heart now. Now Pharaoh's the one doing the hardening. Moses comes back to Pharaoh, and he tells him the plagues will continue to get worse, and now they will come upon your heart, Pharaoh. Up till now, Pharaoh's escaped most of the destruction caused by the plagues, but now they will hit him as well. The plague of hail comes, and this time Pharaoh admits his sins. The Lord is right, I am wrong. God ends the plague, but notice what happens once the skies clear up and the hail stops falling. Pharaoh once more sins, and he hardens his heart. You ever known someone who says, "Oh, I promise I'll never do it again"? And the minute they get out of the situation, what do? They do it again. That is Pharaoh. Well, the story of the Exodus moves on to its conclusion as the plagues get worse and worse. And then the last plague is the death of the firstborn in every house in Egypt. And when that happens, when Pharaoh loses his own son, he doesn't just tell the Israelites to go, he begs them to go. The Egyptians give the people gold and silver to get out, and Pharaoh actually begs Moses to bless him. And so the people of Israel, they leave the land, they head toward the Red Sea, and what happens? Pharaoh changes his mind and hardens his heart one more time. And as the people are at the Red Sea, caught between the waters on one side and Pharaoh's army on the other, as they start to whine and complain, as their hearts become hard, Moses tells them that they have to just sit back and watch because the Lord will fight for them. We know the story of how the waters are parted. The people of Israel cross through the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army starts to follow them, and the waters come down upon them. And the words of the Lord to Moses come true. The Egyptians shall truly know that I am the Lord. And so much of this happens because Pharaoh's heart is hard. There's one thing you can say about a hard heart. It's going to cause a lot of heartache for the person whose heart is hard, and for everyone around that person. In our gospel today, Jesus, as I said, is in the synagogue. And there's a man who has a withered hand. And Jesus' enemies are more concerned that Jesus would help this man on the Sabbath, thereby breaking their rule against doing no work on the Sabbath. They think even healing someone is doing work. And Jesus looks at them in this powerful verse from Mark's gospel. Jesus looked at them with anger. Now here's something you and I need to remember. Hard hearts anger God. God does not like hard hearts. He looked at them with anger because he was grieved at their hardness of heart. There's a disease called arterial sclerosis. The word sclerosis is the Greek word for hard. Hardening of the arteries. Okay, we know about that. We also know what causes arterial sclerosis, don't we? It comes from diets that aren't good sometimes. It's genetic, but it's caused by smoking, by drinking, by not getting enough exercise. We know what causes arterial sclerosis. We also know how you go about dealing with arterial sclerosis. You have to eat the right things. You have to exercise. There are certain things you have to do. What is it that causes hard hearts? What causes people's heart? And we're not just talking about the other people who aren't here today, because you know what? I bet every one of us hear it sometimes. We've fallen in the category of having hard hearts. What is it that causes a hard heart? Well, I think there are a number of things. One is this, an attitude that says, I'm always right. You ever met someone like that? People who say, I'm always right, they have a very distinct body language. Okay, you know people like that. Sometimes, perhaps, this is you. People who think they are always right can be just a little bit stubborn. Stubbornness causes hard hearts. Hard hearts are caused by anger. They are caused by anger that gets out of control. I'll talk a little bit more about anger a little later in my message. But hard hearts are caused by anger. And I love this little sign I came across as I was working on my sermon. That there's just one letter difference between anger and danger, and we need to remember that. Hard hearts are caused by resentment. They're caused by covetousness. Two commandments warn us against covetousness, against that feeling that someone else has got it better than I do, and I just don't like them. President Nelson Mandela said these amazing words about resentment. Resentment is like drinking poison and hoping it will kill your enemies. Sometimes we fall into resentment. Sometimes we fall into the foolish thought of thinking we, ordinary people that we are, we've actually got enemies. People who hate us so much we need to hate them back. Hard hearts build people, friends, into enemies. Hard hearts are caused by selfishness. Pharaoh would not let those Israelite slaves go because they were his. They are mine. I will not let them go. And we in our own lives can suffer from selfishness. You can sum up hard hearts in one sentence. It's this: hard hearts harm humans. That's what they do. Hard hearts harm humans. So how do we battle a hard heart? How do we battle a hard heart? How do we live so that we have the kind of heart God wants us to have? The kind of heart Jesus had that cared for others to the point of getting in trouble himself to help them. Well, again, our stories give us some really good advice for how we have a loving, soft, God-filled heart. First thing is this: listen to God. Listen to God, because listening to God is good for us. If Pharaoh had only listened to God immediately, these problems would not have happened. Don't you love talking to people who are like this all the time? It's not fun to talk to them, is it? But when we're like this, we forget, you know what, that we're not the smartest person on the block, okay? We are not smarter than God. We are wise to listen to God, because listening leads us to learn, and God wants us to learn his word so that we don't make these mistakes. Loving hearts are caused by repentance. In the Bible, repentance literally means doing a U-turn. When you're sinning, you're walking away from God. God's over here. If you repent, you need to actually turn around and go back to God. Pharaoh never does this. Once he says, "I'm wrong," but he never asked God for forgiveness. Here's another truth in life. Nobody ever died by saying, "I'm sorry," and they meant it. I suspect there are some people who put themselves in an early grave because they never would say, "I am wrong," and they kept it inside all their lives. We battle against a hard heart when we learn to handle anger properly. Now, the Bible says you will get angry. Anger is just an emotion. But the Bible says you have to handle your anger properly. This wonderful verse from Ephesians where it says, get angry, but don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't let your anger fester and build up in you, because that is what leads to a hard heart. That is what leads to people who say, "I don't forgive and I never will forget." And again, you may know someone like that, and sometimes that might be you. God says you need to forgive. You need to forgive and you need to let go. You need to put those wrongs behind you and move on to something better. Every Sunday, we pray the words of the Lord's Prayer, and we pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." You can't expect God to forgive you if you are not willing to forgive others. And in a very positive way, we battle hard hearts by rejoicing and being glad. When we worship the Lord, our goal here on Sunday mornings is not to kill an hour. Our goal here is that we leave this place better people than we came. That we leave this place filled with God's love so that we can go out in the world and truly rejoice in everything God has given us. And we have the kind of hearts God wants us to have when we are generous. You can't be generous and stand like this, because when you're generous, you have to give it away. You have to hold your hands out. When we are generous, we battle against hard hearts. To make the point, I turn to the great theologian, Dr. Seuss. Remember the Grinch? Remember his heart that was coal black and way too many sizes too small? What happens to the Grinch when he catches on? His heart grows 3 sizes in 1 day. That's what happens when we are generous and filled with love. That's how we destroy a hard heart and become the people God wants us to be. We must always remember, it's not about me. Pharaoh thought it was all about him. Jesus' enemies thought it was all about them. It is not. It is all about God. And when we keep that straight, we have our hearts and our minds set properly. The Bible gives us wonderful heart medicine. I've talked about it today. We just have to use it. We have to take it. We have to practice it. Because every one of us here today, we've got a choice. Is my heart going to be hard, or is my heart going to be loving? The choice is yours. So take a minute. Think about it. Pray about it. What kind of heart do you want? And how will you get the kind of heart you want? Amen.